You may start.
All right, we're in session at 7 p.m. Rather than the normal way we do things, I'd just like to take a moment. We have the Lake, excuse me, the Lake St. Catherine Association has lost a trustee, Frank Callahan. I don't know if any of you ever know him. I knew him quite well. He was a very good friend of my aunt's. He passed away in January 26th. He did a lot for the lake. He ran all the boater education courses for years. Anybody from, I believe it's back to 12 years old now, has to take a boater safety course, boater education course, and get a card to operate a boat on any Vermont body of water. He did a lot with the, I remember putting the, making anchors for the various buoys, cement block anchors, and he'd use his boat. We'd go out and put them where they were supposed to go and so forth and so on. I think, and he lived a bit in a ripe old age. He was well in his 80s, but he was also on the Delaney Committee. He'll be a sorely missed guy, so I think we ought to have a moment of silence here, please. All righty, we will open the meeting now, and we've already opened the meeting. There's the minutes for you. We need to follow something to do here. Here's. Oh, excuse me. Not too much of a throw tonight, Paul.
I'll clear it out.
All right. I've already looked at one, so it should be pretty simple.
I make a motion we approve the minutes, payrolls, and accounts payable with a dum-dum for an additional amount in the payroll next paycheck for select boards, as it was the wrong amount.
Unanimous. We will get into open forum. Even though you're sitting in the right chair, Dwayne, we'll start with the
right
lady over here to the right, your left.
I'm just here to observe. I'm new to town. My name is Rachel Hoff. I'm new to town. I bought on St. Catherine Court. And I moved from Orwell, and I haven't really been in, I haven't, I mean, it wasn't, I didn't go to a meeting or I'm not there. So I know I'm going to vote next month.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd check it out.
Welcome.
All right. Perfect. All right. Well, in that case, you're up next.
All right. The thing I have is, last week we were talking, or last meeting we were talking about that fancy building that you put over the sand pile.
Mm-hmm. What now?
The fancy building you put over the sand pile. And so, and I think that's a great idea, and it's probably well needed.
Well, hold on just a minute. It's not a great idea. It's going to be a mandate here pretty quick.
It's, well,
the state is...
It would be nice if the state would mandate that our dirt roads could be fixed up enough to be passable in the spring. I didn't see any budget money put in to repair any spots in those dirt roads, and they're going to fall apart this year. Bad. There's deep frost. Well, so that was my concern. Like, we should spend our money responsibly.
I've been trying to do that for the last 20 years, sir.
For 20 years, and those roads couldn't get fixed.
We have fixed roads. I can show you the thousands of dollars and the thousands of yards of gravel. It's all documented.
Well, then maybe we're doing
I don't lie, I don't
maybe we're
cheat.
doing it wrong.
Well,
There's also certain things, there's only a limited amount of things you can do to a dirt road too. My understanding is you can't dig down a dirt road and put.
do we know that for sure, or is it just
That
people
is
talking?
correct. You can build up, but you can't dig down.
Right. You can build them
Okay,
up.
then we'll build them up.
That's what we did with the first mile and a half of
And how
bullfrog.
about how long is the bullfrog?
What's that?
How long is the bullfrog? From the
I
dump
would guess
to the
5.6
dump
miles
to the
off the
main
top of my head.
road, that road is going to be nearly impassable come April.
Perhaps. I think the ditching we've done has done made vast improvements from what from years ago. I think running wings and cuffing snow back further has allowed the frost to get out of the ground far better than years ago. I think the miles of culvert that we've put in have improved the drainage from years ago. I mean, it's not like we sit around in the campfire and shoot the breeze. I mean,
What other towns around us have fixed up their dirt roads?
such
And
as.
they're better passable.
Such as.
Paulette and Ruger, they're using like quarry rock and then buried it over. Just like we did.
That's what we did, yes. Actually, Paulette worked with us when we swapped equipment back and forth.
Yeah.
And when we did that project, they trucked with us or for us or whatever.
So I can tell you what's going to happen when the roads turn to mud and it's 10 inches deep and we're plowing through it. They'll come up, and it's great. They'll come up, and they'll dump big rocks. Then you're going to drive across those big rocks while our vehicles are being torn apart by these ruts that yank us every which way. Every year, people live on them roads, put a lot of money into their vehicles.
I can tell you, I ride every road in town. I ride half the roads in town every weekend. I do one side of the road or one side of town this weekend. Next weekend, I do the other side of the town. And our roads are drastically better than they were 20 years ago when I first got on the select board. That's a fact.
So you're saying they can't be better.
I didn't say that. Don't try and put words in my mouth, son, please.
Well,
I said the
not just
roads
bottom
are
down.
drastically better. We have spent a lot of money and we have improved the condition. They're not perfect. They'll never be perfect.
Well,
I-91 is not perfect, but it's better than it
could
was
be
five
much
years
better
ago.
than they are. Been years and years, and every spring it's the same thing. And then we got to wait the week before Memorial Day to have them greeted every year.
No, we don't.
Oh, we do.
It,
depends on Mother Nature.
last year we had a massive breakdown with our grader, and it also rained about every other day till it turned into a drought, if you remember.
I know you had a breakdown with your grader after half a bullfrog with.
Right. And we rented another one and we got through it. But if you want the roads graded and it's going to be raining every other day, we'll grade them. But boy, you'll hear some screaming then. You can't grade a road and not have it have a chance a day or two of dry weather to lay back down. I mean, I don't know. Are you a highway guy or excavator or? I mean, I'm not. I'm the first
Doesn't
to
matter
admit
what I
that.
am. I'm a common sense guy.
Well, common sense should tell you it's not going to be a cheap ordeal to get slate
It's
and
not.
dig in there, and
Well,
that's going to
slate
take
is
a
free.
lot.
The quarry guys will give
Slate
you
is free, but
something.
hiring dump trucks are $150 to
Right, for
$200 an hour. You have to
each,
do that. But.
yes. I mean, we've had landslides, we've had many things happening, so we have to take our priorities. Dirt roads are dirt roads. People choose to live where they live. They knew they're going to be having to deal with this.
Be maintained.
And we do the best we can.
Well,
Weather
I have to
permitting.
maintain my own dirt. I built it, I maintain it.
We're putting down some sections of that mesh this year too, aren't we? I know we got some.
We got some
We
to
did
try.
last
We got some help.
summer, and we're going to do some more this summer,
But I know we
this
got a
spring.
couple of down.
I mean, we do have a budget that we've increased the resurfacing from. We're going to take priority and go from there on what needs
I
to
mean,
be
I
done for
believe,
second, you
you
know?
know, if you want to come in someday, and I'm in here most 6 or 7 days a week at some point in time, I'll be more than happy to go over the amount of yardage we bought in gravel, the amount of work we've
And you
done,
would do that, Don,
the grants
and
we
that
can.
would be great. The problem is, if I spoke up and disagreed with something, You can go off the ball and have a shit fit. That's like
I'm not having a shit fit, but I'm just telling you, I don't think I never laid eyes on you until you walked in here a couple of months ago.
Right.
So I don't think you were very active in the town, but perhaps you were, and I just missed you. But my point is, I mean, we can document what we've done to whatever roads. The other thing is the state has many mandates. Well, one of them is
your documentation is going to come up here end of March, April, and you'll see.
My what?
Your
what?
Documentation. The roads are going to fall apart.
I still am not.
It just could be better.
I understand that. What couldn't be better? The tax situation could be better, but it probably isn't going to be.
So what do you think they should be doing right now with it in the winter and frozen? Okay.
You can
tell. I'm disappointed that the budget was passed without extra money put in to repair a few spots in those roads.
But where do you see that says that?
We never heard you guys talk about it.
We have a resurfacing budget that we increased because we do have roads that need to be fixed. That would include stuff like that. That's where that line is. And we increased it $20,000 because we knew we have to increase it.
One of the biggest problems why we haven't been able to do as much as we can is the state, it's a Russian roulette game to get your class two road grant. Bullfrog is a class two road. East Wells Road is a class two road. We have not gotten one for 3 years. Hopefully we will get one this year. That gives us almost $200,000 to spend on the roads. When we don't get it, you know, and then we've had three major rainstorms that have cost us a lot of money to repair. You know, and the state mandates that your culvert situation will come up to their specs, which we're 90% done with that. I mean, it's not like we can just sit here and say what we want to do unless we can get the grants that we want to get and unless we can get our mandate squared away.
I mean, we have our wish list. It's just Mother Nature takes a turn sometimes and we have to push our resources somewhere else.
So for the last 50 years, Mother Nature.
50 years? No.
Them roads aren't.
They've been maintaining the roads. You've been driving those roads for that. For many years. So obviously you've been able to drive them.
You don't feel the roads are any better than they were 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago?
Well, I think we lowered the bill probably.
But the rest of all the roads in town, you ride all those all the time, so you know all about
that.
No, I
don't be Bob Ramtown, but I know like people complain to me about other roads in town.
Well, everybody's
got a Sawmill Hill is a big problem. Sawmill Hill is a bad problem.
Paul lives on Sawmill Hill. What's your opinion of Sawmill Hill? Is it better than it was when you moved up there 30 years ago?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, but he's only got to drive about 100 yards off the blacktop.
I'm talking about the whole Sawmill Hill. The whole Sawmill Hill is much better than what it used to be by a lot, and especially by my house. Not that they did me any favors, but it was a bad spot at one time.
This is an offshoot of our health officer, just kind of a reminder and a deal here on the water situation. There's problems with arsenic in our water. Arsenic comes from rotten rock. Slate is rotten rock. We're sitting on rotten rock.
Are you saying water in this building or in town?
Water in town.
Oh, I know that.
The town wells has well, arsenic, a lot of arsenic in it. It has other things in it, iron and so forth. So the water here is fine. So Valerie Vitale, the health officer, got this from the state, and I obviously with what's happened in Bennington, I don't know if you're aware of that, but the Bennington had some real problems with cancer causing PCBs and cancer causing stuff from some of their industries down there. It's kind of triggered a knee jerk reaction from the state and the federal government, for that matter, on water and groundwater, not city water or urban water, whatever you want to call it. So she has put out, she has got this thing which is a little verbiage on it, and she's trying to make it also with people aware to get their water tested and so forth. Basically, it says, it's addressed to Nora, but it says, it was nice speaking with you and appreciate you, your help in partnering to get the word out about the importance of water testing in our community. Attached is an infographic, which is this here, which I believe, if I read this correctly, will be available, or it is available. I can print them up to get print them all for that matter. And basically, he goes, you know, attached is an infographic that we created with feedback for Valerie and the district health office. We hope to distribute distribute to as many folks as possible. I'll get it out after a while. And as well as a flyer funding assistance, we are aware of remediation if needed. I also wanted to make you know about our website and walk through it and so forth. And this goes on and on. It's fellow's name is Tom DeBell. He's an environmental health engineer with the Vermont Department of Health. I don't know how many people have problems. I don't know how many people get their water tested or don't get it tested.
Everyone along the edge by our house has got arsenic.
What's that?
All along the bottom of the ledge, we all have arsenic. But we had to put arsenic systems in our houses.
Yeah, here, actually, your husband did the water test in this building. Being a commercial building, it comes under different.
Yep.
Different jurisdiction than a household. Those household yep. has no, you know, have to do anything. Mm-hmm. And the tests for us are far mm-hmm. different than what.
I just got mine tested. It was good. Yeah, there was one issue with chloroform. I shot it, and I mean, I got a okay. full state test done.
Yep.
Don't worry about it.
Yep. Yeah, that's usually the. That's why we had to put a system in, because if you ever want to sell, yeah. you're going to need it, at least for your drinks and water. So, Don, is that something I should put on the website? You think?
Valerie has been in. She wondered if maybe that one.
It probably something. Should be yes to okay. answer your question.
So, can I take that to make a copy for you?
Yeah, it's on the computer. You can have this one, but there okay. you can print them off yeah. as well.
Yeah, I got to scan it in and I'll get
Nora sent it. I already read it. I okay. already seen it. And then Nora sent one.
I'll put it on the website.
Wells Planning Commission, the town plan, they're moving forward with that. They could probably tidy most everything up tomorrow. Yeah. They have a meeting tomorrow evening. Couple issues they are still. A gray area, but most of it's pretty well done. The biggest problem is, like I said, their minutes and their getting their minutes in a timely manner and their yeah. so forth. It's this open meeting law yeah. that they're just like we are. They have to follow it. Mm-hmm. And now, which isn't really correspondence, but I believe you came up with a survey.
Yes, it's in the folder, I think.
It's
in there somewhere. Look underneath. Yeah, I think it's the next section. No, I think you might have picked it up, Don. I think it might have been stuck. No, that's all stuff we've already done. I think it's paperclip to the back of the town plan. I think you just grabbed it. There's a couple things there. No.
Well, that's yeah, that the guy. That's the guy wants to know what he has to do to go and if he has to wants to know what he has to do to get a
that goes with this.
Yeah, he saw me the other day.
All right, yeah. So, like we discussed at the last meeting, We want you guys, I told you guys I would mock up some type of survey we could maybe hand out at voting day to have people fill out. So I'm just looking for your input. Basically, I took just what they said that they wanted to say with the town wells inserted. Just dear taxpayer, the Wells Select Board would like to know if you would be in favor of adopting the following Declaration of Inclusion initiative for the town of Wells. And I listed what the initiative was, which is exactly what they said. And then two boxes below, yes, I am in favor of the select board adopting the Declaration of Inclusion for the town of Wells, or no, I am not in favor of adopting it.
Yeah, no, I think
Just so we can get an idea of people's, I mean, I
I
kind of
read
plain and
those, and
simple.
I think it covers it very well.
I figure maybe we can get some type of box, Sherry, or something where they can leave the, it'd be nice if we could hand it out to them when they get their ballots and then they can fill it out and just deposit it before they leave. That way we get
Yeah, we
them.
got the voting box.
Yeah, there's a bunch of box.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of ballot boxes that they
So
can.
yeah, that'd be great if we could, that way we make sure we get them back and get everybody's, that votes at least, opinion on it.
There's somebody here besides
Yeah.
us. Love
I heard a door too.
here.
So Sherry, you have a copy of that, that's so we can make copies for voting day.
Is that anything? No, I need one of those. Yeah. So one of these.
I emailed it to you. And you printed it for the meeting, right?
Yeah.
Just run off some copies, yeah. Hand to everybody that comes in the door. I don't think we really need to bring them to the meeting because I think everybody goes to the meeting will be here to vote. So we'll just do it on voting day.
We have a AM Pyrotechnics. Members of the township office. It must be Pennsylvania or something. That's where they got townships.
What is that for fireworks?
Hope this letter finds you well. I talked to this guy. I am writing to formally request fireworks permit for planned celebration July 4th, 2025, with a rain date the following evening. The event will take place from a barge. It's the
Oh, the lake.
same deal we always had.
Yeah.
Rick Roberts in Granville and various other people. Sean Camaro was involved at one point in time. Chip Bann,
Jack Williams, I think, was part of it
Jack
too.
Williams, and they've all kind of stepped away. And I don't know who's doing it now, but somebody is. Fireworks display is scheduled to begin at 9. 30 lasts for 15 minutes to ensure the safety and enjoyment of all attendees. I'm a licensed pyrotechnician in the state of New Jersey. I hold a Type 54 ADF license, fully insured. I will comply with all state, local, and federal regulations. I will also coordinate with local authorities, including the fire department, law enforcement, to implement any necessary safety precautions. Please let me know if there are any forms to complete, fees to submit, additional documentation required. He did send a copy of his license and so forth. Basically, we don't have, I don't know if any towns have particular fireworks permits. The state does have a permit, which those guys always got, and or some one of them always had.
What about certificate of insurance? Do we usually have to have that out there or no? From
I
the
don't
company?
believe there's any requirement for that. I
Okay.
believe they just have to get a state permit
Okay.
to have a fireworks display.
Well, I don't, we've always just brought it to select. I know when the Woodman did it, maybe the company that was doing the fireworks got the state permit. Maybe that was the deal. No?
Yeah,
Okay.
we don't get it.
The per people doing the show themselves, the company
We
is.
don't get it. Normally, they would go to the fire. In the past, they've gone to the fire chief. And the fire chief has come to us and saying Joe Blow is going to have fireworks on whatever day or whatever night you're required.
Right.
And it's a state permit thing, and which is what I told the guy. And I did tell him, I said, why don't you send something in writing just so we have it on file as to who you are, where you are, and what your qualifications are. That's what this is.
I think usually we do approve it though, just to see if we're okay with it.
Right. We'll do that in July.
Well, no, but so that they can move forward with doing it, because they want to make sure we're okay with it first.
Right. But he's got to get a permit.
But he's not going to move forward unless we're okay with that, probably. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I told him he had to get a permit, and I said, when you get the permit, come back to us.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing to approve if you don't have the permit.
Okay, I thought they were just looking for our
no,
blessing
he was,
on it.
He's not familiar with Vermont law, so he wanted to know what he had to do. And I explained to him that he needed.
Wonder why they went with that.
By
company.
Law, he needed to get a state permit, and out of our kind of unwritten rules, we would like to know what's going on when, which is what the other guys have always done for the last 20 years. Now, it brings me to apparently the storm before those one the other day, Valerie Lee Harris's mailbox got knocked off the post. Post is still there, but the mailbox is among the missing. And she
Valerie Harris. I thought it was Valerie Vitale.
No, Valerie Harris.
Okay.
Anyway, she called me up and screaming at me, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise. And basically what she wants us to do, I tried to explain to her what we normally do, but that didn't work very well. Anyways, she sent me a letter. Dear Don, as per our conversation on Wednesday morning, February 5th, in regards to the damage done to my existing mailbox, post and mailbox by the town of Snowpaw, I'm submitting an estimate for the cost of replacement and installation of a similar new. When she went to Home Depot and she has an angled pressure-treated post model, this SKU number that for $72.13. She has a 6-inch pressure-treated mounting board with screws for $14.11, model number such and such. A black elite medium mailbox, model number such and such for $28.47. 3-inch vinyl adhesive numbers, model number such and such for $4.98. Travel expenses to and from Queensbury Home Depot, $20. Installation by handyman, estimated to be 1 hour, 35 hours. Total $174.69. Finally, when I could get her to calm down so I could talk to her, I told her, you know, I would have to bring it up to the board. I could not authorize what our normal practice is. We go out and replace the mailbox. She claims that the driver hit the mailbox intentionally. I went over and looked at the tire tracks, and I don't think so.
No, they don't either.
You get on the road with a, like I say, with an 11-foot blade on the front, a 10-foot wing on the side, and a car comes at you on your side of the road or whatever, and it's pretty easy to swat a mailbox.
Especially when they've been out many
post
days.
And everything is still there and still vertical. So I don't know if the slush, that was a weird storm. It wasn't basic snow. It was some other derivative thereof. Whether it knocked the mailbox off the post.
I think that's how mine got knocked off. It was so slushy.
And heavy.
Anyways, I told her I would bring it up and that the board would make a decision as to what exactly we were going to do.
So her post is okay, it's just the mailbox
in your post. It's one of these posts straight, and it's got a 45 goes up to the platform.
Yeah.
The vertical post is there. That appears to be fine.
Oh,
she doesn't think it's fine, but it's in the ground and it's relatively straight.
But the whole
the mailbox and the rest of the post are gone. I don't know where it went. She pick it up. She said she fell down twice, fell down the bank, and I asked her if there was any medical bills or anything, and she said no. But she was bleeding, and it was interesting. But anyways, that's her deal, so I did not want to stick my neck out and when it's not really our... I mean, We always replace mailboxes or posts if they get, you know.
Right. We don't typically do
I don't really know why you have to go all the way to Home Depot and Glens Falls to buy a mailbox post and a mailbox, but I've got two hardware stores right there and one lumber yard, but.
Be a little tricky getting that close to the ground this time of year.
Well, you're right, you're not.
Well, she's already rented a mailbox to get her through the winter.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's told me all of what she had done. So.
Well, yeah. We could just go pick up her stuff because she's labeled it what it is, and that would save us $20 and her driving out there. And... Well, it's not the post that you put the mailbox on
the angle.
You know how you
this
buy
is one of them triangular ones, you know, the ones you buy, you can get them anywhere, Home Depot or RK Miles or whatever. It's a pressure treated post. It's got a 45, a 4x4 going up on a 45, and then the thing the mailbox sets on.
Okay.
That's what she had, and that's what this part number such and such is.
What's your guys' phone number? If we agree to it, then that's fine. Oh, there's no more coming at us for other costs. That's the problem.
And I don't know why. I mean, I told her, I said, if you have a mailbox, or we'll go buy a mailbox and we'll get it back on the post so you can get your mail. But she did. She took my head off on that. So I just.
Oh, she doesn't want a mailbox?
She doesn't want the guys.
She doesn't want.
So she thinks
in
the
plain,
guys are
in plain
her.
English, I don't want any of those people on my property. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that they wouldn't be on her property. They would be on town property.
Right.
I just left it. I listened to her and I just, whatever. So I said, get a quote so we know what you're talking about. And that's where it stands. Whatever your pleasure is, yeah, I think I kind of agree with Tammy that we could go and pick up the necessary supplies.
And deliver it to her.
Well, she might not want it on her property.
Will she want her materials or not? We'll leave it out by the
it
road.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, the mailbox isn't on her property anyway, in the right way.
Yeah.
Is it down on Gold Road?
What's that?
It's down on Gold Road.
Yes, she
is. Yeah, just before Hilltop. Last house before
Hilltop. So you should let me go put it in. Yeah, wait till the ground
pops
a little bit.
I thought his was right next to hers. I just wondered, did it knock his off too?
Who's?
Kevin Van Buren.
But she said, no, she said he could plainly see it went around that. Yeah.
He went around, I don't know, must be maybe a Dunbar. Well, relative of yours got the first mailbox, then hers, then Van Buren. Or maybe it's Van Buren, hers, and somebody else. No. It's Van Buren's,
yeah, Van Buren.
Hers, and then
I know you're not.
What's his name?
Yeah, the one that was custodian here.
The house, what?
The one that was a custodian at Wells.
No,
what's his name? Ward is here.
No,
he's further down.
Dave Sorensen.
No, the guy
right next door to Van Buren,
across the road from Van Buren. What's his name? Works out a telescope.
Sturdivant,
yeah.
Oh. But his is stuck in us.
Yeah, he wouldn't his.
Yeah, when whoever, I don't know who was driving, whether it was Dave or John or.
Not going to take his mailbox off.
Doug. But anyways, they missed two when they got hers, and she said they intentionally got it. Anyways, I guess we need to do something.
Well, if we're, I don't know.
Problem is, you're setting a precedent. Always for many, many years, when a mailbox got knocked down, we went and fixed it.
Correct. And it's usually the pole in the mailbox. If the pole's broken, we fix the pole too. So, and we've gone and fixed it. If she's choosing not to have us fix it, then that's on her. So why should we pay the labor?
Yeah, if you want to save the labor, tell her I'll fix it for her. Free of charge. You guys get stuff. You'll save some money. I think Valerie likes meat.
I thought she liked me because she started screaming at me, and I said, "Well, I guess she doesn't like me." And I hadn't said a word yet, other than hello.
Used to take care of her things for a lot of years.
I mean, I approved the mailbox and the pole because those were damaged.
I guess my thought is we probably ought to buy her the pole,
Yeah, in the
buy her the
mailbox.
mailbox, and then, well, she needs three vinyl numbers. Buy
Whatever
her
those
her
do.
numbers, and whatever she wishes to do with it, she can do with it.
Right. I mean,
She wants us
we've
to put
offered to fix
it.
it.
If she
That's
wants
what
us
we
to put
do.
it up, we'll put it up. If she wants to hire a
That's
handyman,
on her because we don't pay to have
she wants
someone.
to talk nice to Dwayne, that's her problem, her deal, whatever.
Just a thought she might. I don't know. I'm well to go. They're holding some money.
I'd call her
All
So, who is going to pick up the stuff? Is that something you're going to do when you go to Rutland, or you need me to look into it, or?
Yeah, we can get this. I'll get this stuff.
Okay. Because I think she has the number and everything, the one she wants.
Oh yeah, she's got SKU
That's what I
model,
mean.
make
So
model,
is
SKU
everything
number,
straight
everything.
in
She's got the
there?
whole thing. All you gotta do is just sit there and have them slate.
Shit, they might even deliver it for free. Right. Well,
I mean, did she include you in the can't come on her property?
I don't really know, I'll be honest with
You
I mean
may need a neutral messenger.
okay, I believe that's we already did all this.
Need a motion to reach out to replace the mailbox or post.
We would purchase
Mailbox, the post, and the numbers for her.
the mailbox, post, and for her, and either
And we will.
she can hire somebody to replace it, or we will have, when the weather breaks, we will have one of our people go replace it. The inclusion. The truck. Where apparently I guess they're waiting for the tariff to go into effect so they can mark the truck body up 25%. But it's not there yet. So we're looking at the first week of March is latest and greatest. We talked to salesman Mike up there what day is today? Tuesday, yesterday, yeah, Monday. That's where we're at with that. I did talk to a salesman from Allegiant on a new truck, and we have a quote here. Another problem is Allison automatic transmissions are few and far between. And it does change the price. It's not a huge amount of money. Thought that thing was in here. And he gave you a quote the other day, and yeah, here it is, I think. He was supposed to send us one.
Did it change the quote going from international to Cummins?
Well, yeah, I guess we're kind of stuck with the Cummins or with an international.
So, I think
You have to go to a whole different truck model, which is 10 to 15 grand more. Wheelbase changes drastically.
just because of an engine change, huh? Wow.
So, and he claims that International and Volkswagen have got their electronics problems worked out. And I did say Volkswagen.
Well, if that's the case, then they ought to be able to straighten out the one we've got.
So that's the story on that. It's about the same money as the one that's coming, other than the automatic, which I believe he said will add like $5,000 to it. I think probably it's a smart thing to do is buy an automatic.
Yep, I would say so.
That way I can drive it.
That's right in.
That's kind of the idea.
I don't let you drive the 17, 18 days that I drove.
I might take out more mail off.
I've been trying to make myself car safe while no over 60 years. I haven't done it yet, so I don't know why.
Bold parade.
Well, that's where that's at, and it would be roughly three years before it's here in service, which that would put our newest 10-wheeler at, can't remember what year.
Very old.
One's an 8, one's a something, 15.
So we need to get on the order. Maybe we should look at the table of contents. That might help.
That's way too simple. All right. It is
30.
15. I'm pretty sure 15. So it's that truck is technically the commonplace thing they're doing. The state does it, and I've talked to some other towns. I talked to Granville, I talked to Manchester. I've been looking for Jimmy Hughes in Dorset, but I haven't caught up with him yet. Most places are turning trucks 10 years.
Well, that's about
salt trucks.
That's about what Dave's truck will be by the time that
Dave's truck is 10 years right now.
Well, yeah, 25.
This is a 2008?
15. The 8 is the one we're going to replace momentarily.
Right, that's, I mean, this one that we just...
Right, the new one is, it will be...
It's just a lot more than 10 years old, but the one we're replacing now.
Yes. And we've paid the price for it being...
Yeah, well, with COVID and all that, everything got delayed, so...
To go along with the highway budget, as you mentioned, when you start fixing these things, it's not like taking your car and putting a half a dozen spark plugs in it. You're off and running. You have a... Easily, what you think is a mine, well, tires are $800 a piece now, and you got 10 of them. So you can spend some real money just fixing routine stuff.
It gets scary.
But yeah, that's a. Yeah,
I think we should be doing it sooner than later.
Yeah.
And the other problem is still the electric vehicle thing, unless Hochul backs off on that, which. I don't believe she's gonna. Granville, I was talking to the guy at Chris Goff that runs a bus garage, and he's trying to figure out how they're gonna. They got to go with all electric school buses. He said, "What do I do? Tell the kids at the far end of the route they can't go to school that day because the bus runs out of electricity before it gets there,
or it catches on fire."
Completely ridiculous.
Well, we can at least put the order in and. Go from there.
Yeah, he's figuring roughly it's going to be, this truck will be 3 years by the time it gets here. And that part has improved. And so.
This will be 2 years. Since we were this one that we just haven't gotten yet, right? It'll be, right, this summer would be 2 years almost, yeah. Because I was on the board when we ordered.
Well, the problem is with them, they've got 17 highway department trucks on order,
yeah.
And they can only order 8.
before they have to sell an electric one, and they can't give the electric ones away. And I got a feeling that law, I'm pretty sure that law is on the books in Vermont, so it'll be, even if you go to a Vermont dealer, it's the same deal. Massachusetts has the law now. New York has the law.
I think they're going to find out they're going to have to back off on.
Oh, yeah, it just doesn't work.
Especially when cold weather, I think that doesn't help either.
Well, Dwayne. Blake says that the electric dump truck does everything fine that the diesel one does, except in 4 hours you park it and it cools down for 5 or 6 hours and you charge it for 10 to 12. So you get to Dwayne's house and you say, we'll see you at the end of the week.
All right. Get the battery charged back up.
So that's...
Either there you spend thousands and thousands of dollars for replacement batteries to rotate.
Yeah, they've got the cart in front of the horse.
Yeah.
So that's the deal on the truck. He seemed pretty confident that he would. It's done except for the body. The body's not here.
So is he sending us a whatever you want to call it, bill of sale type of thing so we can prove something or
who?
The person we're buying it from? The guy you're talking
oh,
about?
Oh, the new one.
The new one.
Yeah, he'll send in a.
The one we want to order.
He'll send in a deal like this.
Right.
And they're pretty late. I mean, like I talked to him today, he called me, and I had another question that I asked, and I left him a message. He called me back, and he said, one thing he said, you don't need to worry about paperwork or anything. He says, if you bail out on me, I can sell it three times over.
Yeah.
So this one here, we really didn't do any real advance. I mean, we had a price and all that, but we didn't do any. I mean, it's not like going to.
Is the price really in stone if it's not going to be even done for 3 years? I mean, will the price change between now and then, or do they lock in the
price? You're asking the wrong person. Somebody that has a red tie, a blue suit, and has reddish hair. And has hair. I don't have hair.
Yeah. I'm assuming we sign off on the order, and then when they're ready to do us, probably is when it's.
It's probably going to change some, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple years
down the road. Because of cost of stuff, yeah.
And I don't know where this tariff thing is going. And there's so much stuff. I mean, I work at O'Reilly's, and I bet you 90% of the stuff that I deliver is either made in Mexico or made in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Most all Volkswagens, except for the bigger stuff, is all made in Mexico. Ford trucks are made in Canada. Chevy trucks are made in Canada.
I think a lot of those tariff things are threats to get them to cooperate.
Yeah.
And we'll
see
that.
Okay.
We're gonna Paul, if you're around on 2/24, which I believe is a Monday.
Yes.
Can you meet with me and Hillary? And perhaps Evan.
2/24 or something?
2/24. I got it written down in
it's
there.
On Monday.
Like 10 o'clock in the morning, I think it is. In regard to the grant for the Better Backroads grant, the small one we get every year.
Oh, this is with Hillary and Evan?
Yeah. She thinks she can roll one of those projects. I couldn't go the day you and Dave went. You went up east, I believe.
And Westlake Road.
I forgot what we get for money. I think it's like 12 grand we get. And
what time is that?
I believe it's 10 o'clock. I got it written. It's on a pad in the office, but it's the 24th. And she thinks she can slide us into a notch that'll fit that, which I just thought would be good for relations with them because they've done a lot for us, and good for, and a good deal for us, obviously.
Good.
Oh, it's 1:30. I'm sorry. It was written there. I didn't see it. I thought it was 10:30. And the right number, it's just in the wrong order. And then again, Mrs. Holcomb.
Mm-hmm. You said 1:30, right?
Yes, sir.
So every year, the MWA does a matching fund, and it's we raise $2,500, and the headquarters of the Modern Woodman will match $2,500, so it's a $5,000 grant. And basically, what the MWA does is we do a bingo for that. So the president was asking if we could, if we had any ideas for the matching grant for the town. So I was wondering about the salt shed, what our, if we're thinking about when that might be moving forward, since we have the blocks already and we need to move forward before the state mandates it, if that was something we would want to write a letter and request the Woodman, request or consider us for the matching grant this year, unless we have a different project that we would want to do that for. You have to come up with a specific project. The cemetery was another thing that I had in mind, but they've done, we've done pretty much a lot of work with that already this past year. So I was wondering what everybody's thoughts were. I could, if we're interested, I could write up a letter to submit to them at the next meeting.
Personally, I think well worth looking into. If somebody wants to give us money, we certainly shouldn't turn our heads.
It's easy money.
What's that?
It's easy money.
Right. But I mean,
we just have to, well, I will work a bingo and we'll get some other people to work a bingo, and basically we make $5,000. So it would just, it would be earmarked for a specific thing so that it would be have to be held on to until we spend the funds on that project. So we have to specify a certain project. So the shelter was something that came to mind as something we'll be doing in the near future.
Also, it's kind of going around in a circle, but I did spend quite a lot of time on the phone with the rep from the, what we're talking about, I mean, just so you're in the, you know, the Rumba girl that has horses on Millbrook? She just put up, it's not the same as what we would do, but it's the same.
I think the building is pretty nice.
Same brand. Rep called me back. I talked to him for quite a while. There's a 50-year warranty on rust out on the hoops, and a 20-year warranty on the material. And they can erect it. We can erect it. I think probably they should erect it. We don't have it.
Yeah.
We don't have enough help, and we don't have
ladder high enough.
We don't have the right equipment. You'd have to run a couple man lifts and all that. It's just nothing we need to get into. He also, I did kind of pick his brain. I said, what are most of the towns doing? Because they do it. They've done a ton of them. They've done a bunch in Vermont. They've done a bunch in other states. And he said, most towns are not going through grants or anything else. He says, if you get into the grant thing,
cost you more.
pieces of us. We have to go with prevailing wage, so that increases your costs from us. It just opens up a whole big can of worms. The inspections and the this and the that. And he said,
we were kind of thinking that we probably.
That's why I asked him. I just wanted to see. I mean, this guy's in and out of places in several different states, so knows far more about it than I do. And that was his thoughts that said, for what you can get when you apply for a state grant, you're going to put up with, money's going to come in the front door and go out the back door, basically.
Exactly. So that they get some money.
And
how high do the cinder blocks have to be? Or typically are they?
Probably put like three or four blocks high.
Although the big blocks.
Yeah,
these are like Jersey barrier blocks.
So you take those into consideration with the height of the tent, because that's already lifting it up some, right?
Yeah, it would be 60 feet high in the middle. 50 or 60 feet high in the middle.
Oh, it's
they have one. There's a bunch of them around. West Rutland has one. Only they have a salt shed, but there's a different. Dorset's is a regular building.
So have you got any type of...
Rupert's is a Quonset. Rupert's is very similar, except theirs is a steel Quonset roof.
Like a metal roof?
Corrugated, heavy-duty corrugated steel.
Yeah, like a ribbed steel.
Yeah, and this is like a canvas type, not canvas. But
yeah,
is it is. Like a hard plastic, or is it canvas?
No, it's not a canvas.
It's not really...
A vinylized canvas,
right,
or whatever. I'm trying to think, well, somebody else right around here is just built, just put up one. I can't remember.
Did you get an estimate?
What's that?
Did you get an estimate?
He gave me a just a shooting from the hips based on a 65-foot by 110-foot building,
mm-hmm.
and the peak it would be 60 feet.
Mm-hmm.
50 feet, high enough for a dump truck to back in and dump.
That's once it's on the cinders, though, right?
When the building's all up, yeah.
Right, on the cinder ship.
I mean, I thought I brought it up, but I didn't. Let me go grab a picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here's a better picture.
Did you need to see this? Yeah. You need some help.
There's an outside picture.
Did you see the pictures? Anybody? We talked about like a divider in the middle, right?
Yeah, that part.
But
we have enough blocks to build a building and put the divider in and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, his 65 by 120.
Mm-hmm.
One end closed, delivered, and installed on a 6-foot-high block wall provided by a customer. He's just a an estimate, the guesstimate, is 150 grand with all the materials of labor.
Well, I don't know if we have that right now, do we? I don't think we have much in the highway.
No, we don't.
So I guess it.
I just wanted to get some kind of an
Yeah.
idea because
Yeah, no, I
you're
agree.
going to get a letter from the state that you have to have one by such and such a year. I can't
Yeah, I
almost.
know.
They've talked about it before. That's why Colby built there a few years ago.
Yeah.
And
When they give you mandates, how long do they give you to put it up?
I don't know. I've never been through a mandate situation like this.
Maybe it seems like they say what mandated, but it's got to be in this
Well,
one.
and
They'll give
sometimes
you
they.
some, yeah, I'm sure they're going to give you some time, a couple of
Right.
years, 2, 3 years, I would think.
But they also might tell us what we have to put in, which might cost more money too. That's the other problem.
It's the other problem is if they tell you that it's got to be poured concrete and $500,000 as
Right.
opposed to setting Jersey barriers on top of one another. The other thing, if you go for a grant and so forth and so on, the blocks we have are blocks when they go pour a foundation and they have a yard of concrete left, they pour it into a form and make each block.
Right.
The ones you, if you go.
Now those blocks are they? Do they have ledges on top,
Oh
and so they stack together like Legos, kind of?
yeah, they're just like the other ones have to be the they have to be all tested, and
So these are kind of
they're like
set
three times
cylinders.
what these cost. And I mean, it's not like we're building a piano.
The other question is, do they have payment plans? Or do you have to buy it outright?
I don't know this. I didn't get that far with them.
Because
I
that
mean,
might be another question
I
we can
was more
ask them.
curious.
Oh.
I just wanted to get some kind of quick figure for tonight.
Yeah.
So we would have something to look at. They work a lot in Vermont through the Source Wall Purchasing Cooperative. That allows a direct purchase with a purchase order while satisfying the purchaser requirements in Vermont. Nothing we're going to do, but it is something that we need to keep in mind. We didn't have to do it, but we got a Class A stream runs right by the sand pile. Been mentioned before, and this water seems to be the topic of choice in Vermont these days, and clean water and so forth. And we're sitting there with a sand pile, salted sand pile, from me to you away from the edge of the brook. It's a matter of time before some do-gooder sees that. We have no options. Because unfortunately, the town of Rhodes has a brook on one side, a swamp on the other side. Kind of limits what you can do and where you can do it.
So as far as the matching fund, another idea I know, I think Paul brought up is cleaning up the headstones in the cemetery. That could be a project that needs to desperately be done in that cemetery.
You don't fall.
He said he already saw it. And we could look to the Senate, the well, Cemetery Association for that, unless we, whatever you guys think, I'm open to ideas.
I have no drawback to the cemetery, but we've spent quite a little time and effort with the
We
cemetery.
have. That's why I was hoping to
And I
find
have
something
not
for
seen the
us.
cemetery ever do anything.
No, I agree.
Mean, they sit there with their fund and the and so forth. And
Well, as far as the stones are concerned, being prepared, they don't job out to somebody anyway. It wouldn't be something that
no, I understand that, but it's
I don't know what it costs, what would it cost to clean them stones, but.
That's probably up there.
It'd be pretty pricey, I would.
Because they haven't been touched in 5 decades.
The only one I know that's been touched, I went over and did my parents last
Oh, right,
fall.
unless I'm talking the ones that are like falling down, broken. And...
Yeah.
I don't know. Any other suggestions?
I'm fine with salt shed, if that's what you want to do.
I think we could have about 30 ones.
Unfortunately, we only got one here. I mean, I think it. I mean, it's something that we're going to have to do eventually. It will just have to sit in a fund until that day comes that we.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of money, but well, for instance, if you want to put slate rubble on the bullfrog rock, I forgot what that mile and a half cost, but it was way more than that. If you're going to rent trucks for $150 an hour, you're going. Have at least a couple excavators running there, ours and somebody else's probably. And then you got all your materials and you got a top dress for the gravel. It's a pricey. It's not a it, it's
have you ever looked into hiring somebody with a jackhammer on their excavator to blow out some of them ditches that are, you know, where the ledge comes out right into the ditch.
Yeah.
Because that would probably help a lot.
Oh, ditching is. Since we started ditching a few years ago.
I'm just saying, certain places, and it's a lot of them, you know, everywhere, slate.
Yeah, one right by your
ditch there.
Right above your house, it's
right.
Ditches.
I just wondered if we hired somebody with an excavator jackhammer and have our excavator there digging it out, we could open up some of those ditches. So instead of shooting the water across the road, it will stay in the ditch. And, or
plus, the good thing with the ditches, and this is just purely my thought that may be dead wrong, but when you have decent sized ditches, it allows the frost, when the frost comes out, to get it's just like we never used to wing our roads. Worst mud we ever had is when we didn't wing our roads back. Now we wing them back so the frost has more area to breathe and come out of the ground. Rather than just sitting there making pea soup. Just a thought, but I've talked to some guys, a good friend of mine who's since passed, he was really knowledgeable on Roseman Excavation Company forever. And he said, you know, yeah, he said, that makes a big difference if you get the proper ditching, you get the water away from the road, which we never had because we never had any ditching we did, we had to, you know, have somebody come in and pay him an hourly fee. And ditch. Now we can ditch anytime we want to ditch with our own excavator. We were spending $25,000 a year for ditching.
I just thought the jackhammer thing was a good idea because there is a lot of spots where the ledge is just right there. The ditch comes to the ledge goes on, and then the ditch starts again.
Yeah.
Water
no, it makes it makes good sense, and it's slate, so you can. It's not real hard to beat up slate, you know.
Right. I know they're extremely important.
Well, it's something we can think about.
Yeah, actually, you could probably. I'm quite certain you can rent one of them.
To go right on next year.
You've got a twister wrist and all that stuff, so you got the hydraulic lines running down here.
Right.
And we got the extra valve to run it. So if not, you can rent an excavator with one on it, I'm sure. I mean, we have a line item for equipment rental. We don't often use it, but we do have one.
Not that one. We have with the grader before. Had to rent a grader a couple years ago.
But anyways, that's about all I have.
Good suggestion, though. Well, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's all that I have that's going on now.
I just wanted to bring up, I did my ethics seminar thing that we have to do. And one thing they mentioned is our ethics policy has to be posted here and on the website, which it is. But there's also supposed to be a procedure of how people can file a complaint or whatever, too. So we don't have a procedure for that. So Nora and I are looking into it to see if we can. And when the state gives us as a template or other towns, so we're going to work on that so we can get going with that to have
I
posted and stuff.
think if in that material that came, I think it mentioned how you can how.
It told you have to have one, but
Yeah,
I
I
see.
thought there was a some verbiage,
I thought there was one in there.
Some
All right,
verbiage how you had to do it. I think
I'll go
there
back
is.
and look. Okay.
I'm not positive. I read through it and I just pretty sure I remember.
Okay. I'll go back and look at the email because I have that. So I did that
It's not a thing.
and yeah, the complaint procedure.
What?
It was the complaint procedure.
Oh.
And I also reviewed the open meeting law seminar they have as well. And we're doing everything correct. The local jurisdictions, we have the option to do hybrid. We don't have to. Emergency meeting, we can have it totally hybrid if we need to, because some situations you're not all able to get together. And it's just the audio you have to post online. So you have to definitely do the audio, but you don't have to do the video. So as far as I saw, we were doing everything correctly. So
Town meeting, we have to.
they told me before, it didn't bring up pre-town meeting in the thing. But it doesn't hurt just to turn the video on. We're going to have it there anyways. All I have to do is hit the video button, and so we'll just have it on and we'll post it. But yeah, I didn't mention anything about the town meeting, pre-town meeting. So
We have not had anybody.
why haven't we didn't we don't put that out. We don't put the link out. The only time I put the link out is if somebody wants to attend and asks for it, then I've emailed it to them. But
No,
we don't.
nobody's ever asked for. When we did the town during the COVID, we did a remote town meeting, and I think 11 people attended, and nobody asked a question. We were in and out.
I don't think we had 11.
Quickest town meeting I ever saw. I like,
Yeah, it was about 13 minutes.
something like
I
that.
was on that one. I don't even think there was 11 people. I was one of them. There was like five people on.
I mean, when you have a meeting, when you have a regular live meeting, was
Not
it last year?
many.
27 out of 1,000? People aren't really too concerned, I guess.
No.
Not into it.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of information, even with the schools too. So it is in Wells this year. So there's a lot of changes coming down with the school as well. So I hope more people get out to that meeting as well. Just wanted to let you guys know about that. And I'd worked on it. I have not really gotten in touch. I have not gotten in touch with Consolidated yet. I figured I'd wait for them for a while. I'm not in a rush to call them back. I don't think they're going to be able
He
to do
was all
much.
excited to talk to you last time.
I'm sure he was, but I haven't been in a rush to call them back yet. I'm hearing some people complain a lot about them
Oh,
recently,
I think
so.
everybody. I know everybody I talked to has a land. I don't have a landline anymore, but
Oh, and
everybody.
Sherry found out that we get our internet for free.
Yeah,
So we might not
I know
wanna.
that.
I'm just afraid about calling Comcast and them all of a sudden charging us. That's my only issue with that. So I'm almost like, let's let it ride for a while
Why
with
not? Yeah.
Consolidated Communications.
Right.
I mean, they might have gone up a little bit, but until they skyrocket, I think we should just let it be for now. So
I wonder if we talk to Comcast about phone.
well, that's what I'm saying. I'm afraid if I call them on that, they're going to go, oh, you didn't give
No,
us our
they
free
have a that's
internet.
their rule. They allow one.
We've got more than one, though. We've got the library also. It's free.
We have three internets, but we pay for two out of three.
No, we don't pay any.
Really?
Nope. We don't even get a bill from Comcast.
It's kind of surprising.
That's why I'm like, don't, you might not want to poke that bear. At least for right
Don't
now.
know how we're getting away with that.
They don't
I understand. When we put the town garage on internet, or on having internet come in there, I was positive they were going to charge.
We don't have a bill we pay for them.
I think we did have to pay to have them set it up.
No, but I mean, it was going to be, they were only giving us this place here. The library is a different tribe. Because it's a library, they get, it's a federal law that every library has free internet.
Well, indeed, the town garage had cable at one point for like the Weather Channel and stuff, but they don't now. So they just strictly have, they just, if they at first isn't, and then we cancel it. They just have internet now. I believe. I don't know. But we don't get a bill from them. So we're not paying anything right now for internet. So, yeah. So I haven't really done too much right now. So,
so we have a library. You won't get a bill, period. Can't.
So. All right. I think that's all I got. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I'm a previous library director, and I think it's a discounted rate. It's through the rates.
Yeah, they don't charge us anything.
I know you can't. You can't.
Usually it's just a discount rate.
It's that we don't
want to start the open internet. You can sit outside the library 24
hours. Yeah, yes. The charge. Like, yeah.
Well, what they don't know won't hurt us. So, yeah, that's all I think that's all I've got.
Nothing more. Anybody else have any legal business? Bring it up or wherever all your peace for this week, anyways.
Oh, sorry. I did attend the meeting today, too, for like building a project. Just kind of listen to it about, you know, the steps you should take when starting a project, you know, like a big project and stuff. So it was kind of interesting. They, you know, they're supposed to email us the slides and all that stuff. So I'll share with you guys when I get it.
The Lake Association had their.
Oh, they have their thing tonight.
They had a meeting tonight, too. I
at 7.
Called Jim Canders up and I said, Jim, how the hell can I go to your meeting? Why? Right. I got a meeting at the same time.
Yeah. I saw that. I would write it down too.
They're going to give me a send us a synopsis of what was about.
Oh, good. It was only by Zoom too. I think it was coming in person. So, okay. Yeah, I did see that too. All right. I make a motion. We adjourn.
Okay.
Thank you all for coming and don't get snowed in.